Mother Nature tried to conspire against us, but we're getting a podcast out this week, no matter how much ice is outside. Pete Stein along with Bernita Jackson as we talk about Midwestern State Women's Basketball on this Stain Gang podcast. Be sure you tell your friends about the podcast. And remember that the Mustangs are coming home Saturday, and hopefully weather conditions will be much better for Oklahoma Christian's visit here at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. But between now and then, Midwestern State is on the road to renew the Red River rivalry with Cameron. But before we talk about the Aggies, let's talk a little bit about last week. Mm-hmm. You played the number 3 ranked team in the nation, mm-hmm. held them well below their scoring average. Defensively, you're playing pretty well. Mm-hmm. Still having trouble scoring, though.
Still having trouble scoring. Your defense is good enough to create offense. And I thought late in that game, like our last 5 minutes of that game, we scored 11 to their 2. And so we watched film, and we're going to try to figure out how to replicate the last 5 minutes of the game. Because the first 5 minutes, the score was 10-4. But then the last 5 minutes, 10-4 favor them. But the last 5 minutes, we scored 11 to their 2. And so it just took us too long to settle in. It took us too long to kind of get to our positions. And we've made an adjustment as a coach and staff. And we're going to try to amplify that last 5 minutes of that game and do it again. Because if you can score 11 in 5 minutes against number 3, you can do it against – you should be able to do it against anybody. So we're right there. We just keep knocking on the door, and eventually we'll get through.
So what was the secret sauce in that last 5 minutes?
Yeah, well, I mean, some of it was our press. We were up in a press, which, you know, we always knew that that was something that was good for us. But we didn't necessarily have maybe the engagement from the bench to do it. And so there was a stretch where I could only play about 7 or 8 because our bench was averaging 5 or 6 points. It was unhealthy for us as a program. And so we've talked to them, we've trained them, we've developed them, we've encouraged them, we've watched film, we've done all kinds of things. And they, I thought they slowly over time have been getting better. I'm talking about the bench, have been getting better, better, and better. And then those last 5 minutes, it wasn't all our bench. It was a mixture of both. But if you look at the box score, we score, our bench scored 35 points, which that was what, that's what you need to be able to press so that you can go deep.
Right.
If your bench is only averaging 5 or 6, you can't play them. That's yeah. just the reality of the stats. I just want to talk numbers. And so they finally gave us what we had been looking for. And so now I'm like, okay, so now we can press. And so you got to have a bench and you got to have depth to press. Nobody is playing the same 5 or 6 people in a press for 40 minutes.
We saw that in the men's game against Dallas Baptist at TWU on Thursday night. Dallas Baptist was running people in and out throughout the game.
Yes.
And they're pressing for 40 minutes.
Oh, yes. And they don't come out of it. But we always knew that was something valuable to us, but they kind of tie our hands. The girls kind of tie our hands when they don't come in and do their assignment. So we've been talking to them about, do your assignment, do your role. Don't get caught up on if you're off the bench or you're starting, because I value more the way we finish a thing than the way we start it. And such is true for that game. So I was very, very proud of the way we finished that game. And I'm looking forward to the way we finish this season, because I value how we finish things. Everybody, you know, doesn't always get off to the same start for different reasons, but we can finish better than what we started if we just continue to produce like that.
What's the morale of the team? Because I know the team isn't where they thought they were going to be at this juncture.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's up and down, as our play has been, up and down. And that's part of the struggle has been trying to get them to move past unforeseen injuries or unforeseen, you know, a teammate getting suspended or whatever else, unforeseen things, and really understand that this kind of stuff is happening to everybody, adversity, but not everybody is handling it the same way as us. So we've done some work to talk about how to move through those feelings, how to push past them, and how to band together and turn towards each other and not turn on each other. And so that part has been a teaching. And you can only teach togetherness and turn it towards each other when you see they've turned against each other, right? Like, nobody is usually teaching that if they've got a good sisterhood and camaraderie. They just build on strengthening it. And so we didn't know to teach it until it got exposed. And so as life goes and as the season turns and we see a new lesson to teach, we teach it. And so they're learning that they still got to do their job in spite of their feelings. They're learning that I still have to do my assignment, or it affects her, and I don't want to affect her in a bad way. I want to affect her in a good way. And so they're figuring out this big word that I use all the time, which is be professional. That's very important because professionalism, you have to put aside your feelings and what you thought it was going to be in order to still yet do your job. And so that's something that we're working on. They understand that. They're pushing towards. I want to continue to acknowledge that they're continue to push towards that and push towards, you know, getting back in the win column. We haven't given up sight that that is our goal. And so that kind of is where the morale is, just like our play up and down. And so some of the thoughts and talks around that and the teachings around that is just the competitiveness must never die.
You talked about finishing the season strong. You see a team that's motivated to finish the season strong.
It looks like they're motivated. I mean, they're showing up every day. They're competing. They're going at each other. They're playing at a high level. That's important. You know, you want to see those kinds of things. I thought, and I said this at halftime at Texas Women's, I said, ladies, we play against each other harder than what we're playing against Texas Women's. And that can't happen. If you come in our practice and it's a full-on slug match in there, and then you get in the game and you watching people just get rebound after rebound untouched, I'm like, hang on now. This looks like a whole different team. And so I did say that to them at halftime, and I thought they did an excellent job of adjusting to that in the second half and owning it and saying, Coach, they were all nodding. You're right. We go at each other every day. So the competitiveness is there, but there was a gap between us seeing it, right, the outward expression of that competitiveness, and maybe something that it just took them a little while to get going in that game. But this isn't to discredit Texas Women's. They're a good team on a 17-game winning streak.
No, absolutely.
And so they're a really good team, and I just want to say I have experience leading a team that's been on a 17-game winning streak. They're a freight train coming, and you're not going to stop them if you're individual, right? You only will stop a good team if you are together and united. And so I know what that looks like. I know what it sounds like. I know what it feels like. And their togetherness and their momentum is going to continue to roll and plow. They're a really good team. And again, I told those girls, listen, at the conference tournament will be the last three teams we just saw. They will be there. So you got to get over the hump and beat one of these teams if you want to get to the conference tournament and you want to beat somebody. And so we can knock on the door all day. You need to beat one of them. And so that's where they're at. The last thing that I was told is, Coach, we want to get there. We want to win. Okay, well, you're going to have to compete and play hard. And so, yes, that's where my understanding of where they are is.
Is that a new experience for you as a coach to see a team that practices hard but doesn't show necessarily on the floor the way you would like?
Yes, absolutely. I'm in uncharted waters in that regards because it's usually the same team that you practice with every day is the same team that you see show up.
The cliche is you play like you practice.
And so I've never seen it be kind of this polarizing experience. With that, you know, you have to kind of factor in what are some of the things that are happening on a game day versus in practice. Well, you have to calculate in outside voices, parents, families, coaches, trainers that aren't there in practice every day, but that they're on game day. And it shouldn't matter because my entire career, I have played in front of and my teams have always played in front of outside voices. But for whatever reason with this team, they can't seem to just be consistent with what they practice and doing the same thing on game day. So, but that's something they got to work through. We can only bring it to your attention so much.
Yeah.
We can only show you so much film, right? At some point, you got to work through it. I mean, last year we won 11 conference games. This year we've only won one. Huge difference. And so it's not necessarily a Bonita thing when we won 11 last year, right? But Bonita is not going to give up trying to press on and win more conference games. You know, one thing you're not going to see me do is just lay down and not fight for what I know we can be. And so the key to it is getting the girls to continue to fight with us, you know, and for us and not on each other and one another. We're not in competition with each other. Nobody on this team has success and it makes someone else look bad. In fact, I tell them all the time, your success is my success. And such is true for you and each other. If Kirby has a good night, that makes Talia look good. If Carissa has a good night, that makes Beyonce look good. I mean, it's all the same. It's all the same. And so that's something that we'll continue to preach and teach, and they'll grab a hold of it. if they want to win. So and they say they do. That's what they keep saying. And so we're just waiting on the gameplay to align with the practice play. And we've got to tune out outside voices. Outside voices need to do a great job of encouraging them to do what they practice every day. Outside voices should do a great job of encouraging them to do their job and understanding that outside voices are effective. Unfortunately, with these kids, they genuinely care about what people think about them. And so we'll get better at it. We'll get better at it. But we can only teach them so much. We can only show them so much. At some point, they just got to do it. And they will. I believe they will. And I believe that what's right in front of us is a great opportunity for them to prove it first to themselves and then to others.
What's right in front of you is Cameron.
Yes.
What challenges do the Aggies present for your team?
Man, I mean, they are competing and playing people really close. I mean, just like us. They're right there competing. 2-3 possession game. This last game, they had a post player. I think it was Cooper. She got, she had 22 rebounds in the game. And,
wow.
You know, and so that's kind of scary because we just played Gabby Elliott, you know, and I was like,
she had
8
17?
Rebounds in the first quarter. I was like, my goodness.
What did she finish with 17, if
she
I remember
did.
Right?
She did. She and so I'm a little nervous. You know, we're gonna do a lot of rebounding. We've been doing a lot of rebounding, but you know, from that perspective, what challenges they face? I mean, those girls don't play like their record shows. They also got another guard back, Mancha, who was hurt a little bit early in the season, and she is back. Mercedes is playing really well. Their whole team, again, their record isn't indicative of probably how hard they play and how close they play people. And so they're going to compete. They're going to be on their home court, and they always, 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 always play well at home. And so we're going to have to bring the toughness. We're going to have to bring some togetherness. We're going to have to really fight for what we truly believe in, and we're going to have to be dead set on giving them all we got and throwing the kitchen sink at them.
You mentioned Beyonce's name a moment ago, and it looks like maybe she's starting to find her way.
I hope so. I mean, that would be great if she does, you know. I mean, the whole point of us getting a transfer from another D2 is that you're familiar with D2. And so she needs to get going, and she needs to do what we all know she's capable of doing. And so I hope she does keep going. That's my hope.
It was unusual the other night to see Kirby just score 4 points, so I'm kind of expecting big things from her against Cameron.
I'm glad. Good. I'm glad you hope that. I hope that every night. Every night I hope that. Kirby is just a phenomenal player. I mean, outstanding player. Kirby will one day, you know, go play pro, you know, if she wants to. And she knows that, and she knows how we feel about her. And she's allowed to have a one-off, and that's the value of a team. You know, a team has to be able to fill in those gaps when someone has an off night, and Kirby won't be held down. She's too competitive for that. She's going to fight. She's going to find her way back, and she'll get going. And it would be great if she just, you know, had a lot of rebounds. I think that's a great way for her to get going, is just lots and lots of rebounds. And nobody's really probably going to box her out, so she can go in and go get some. But, no, Kirby will be great. She's a leader for us. She's a phenomenal young woman, and she just had an off night, you know. She just had an off night, and they could never shake that loose, and kind of was trying to attack but didn't have gaps. And then when she did attack, she was attacking to another defender. And so we watched film and we talked about it. She was open and receptive, and so she's been a lot better in practice. So I anticipate this will be a good week for Kirby as well.
We mentioned Oklahoma Christian's going to be here on Saturday. That'll be a rematch for you, and a chance to get a measure of revenge maybe.
Yeah, it better be. I mean, my goodness. My goodness. Yeah, we want to beat them. Coach Brown. Yeah, I want to beat him every time. You know, I love him, but I want to beat him. But no, they Taylor Jackson, she tore us a new one, and so we're going to have to contain her better next time we play them. We've watched some film and seen what some other people have done against them, and so we're going to make some adjustments, and we're trying to win both games this week, but definitely I think our bench is playing better, which hopefully relieves some pressure from our starters. But I want to see a more collected game this week where our starters and our bench really, really thrive and score the basketball fluently.
Hopefully that starts Thursday night at Aggie Gym as Midwestern State visits Cameron. That'll be a 5:30 game. It'll be on Flow College. You can hear the Midwestern State broadcast at MSUMustangs.com. Bernita, thanks so much. Stay warm.
Yes, sir. You too.
That's Bernita Jackson joining us on the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and follow the Mustangs at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.